Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. We're very honored to have two leaders of the Polish Saturday School in Buffalo, New York with us on the program today, Michael Samasi and Mira Schrammel. And this is a wonderful program where these young people in Western New York learn the Polish language, the culture, the heritage of Poland. A little information about our guests. Michael Samasi is an attorney in private practice residing outside Buffalo, New York. A lifelong resident of Western New York, his practice at the Samasi Law Office includes personal injury, wills and estates, criminal defense, family court matters, healthcare transactional with M&A, administrative agency hearing representation, and attorney for the child appointments. And Mira Schrammel is the principal of the Polish Saturday School. She was born in Poland. While living in Poland, Mira graduated from college with a degree in social work. This degree allowed her to work in the Wrocław City Hall as a social worker before moving to Buffalo in 87 with her two daughters, Martina and Kathy, to join her husband, Ziggy. Ziggy had moved to America in 85 in hope of making a better life for their family. And also, Mira was the chairwoman of the Pulaski Day Parade for many, many years, attracting 50,000 to 100,000 people to Cheektowaga, New York for the parade. A wonderful, entertaining, and educational process for Polish people in Western New York. So let's talk about the Polish Saturday School. I had a tour from Mira and Michael a few weeks ago. It's right near St. Stan's Roman Catholic Church on the east side of Buffalo. What is it all about, the Polish Saturday School?
You know, Brian, when Polish soldiers after Second World came to America, they came to Buffalo, and they were starting families. They found a living place for them. But then in a while, they were worried that the Polish language may get forgotten. So they said that their number one duty to Poland and to America is to keep the language tradition of Poland. So in 1955, they established Polish Saturday School, and school was at St. Stan's Parish, Mother of Polonia. After some years, school was moved to St. John Gualbert, but then 4 years ago, we came back to St. Stan's, where we enjoy the school right there in this school building. It seems to be really interested because before there were many children from immigrants who came from Poland, like my family, my children. And then after a while it stopped. So now our students, children of those immigrants' kids, and also it's very interested moment in our school, we have classes for adults. And right now we have three classes for adults, And those students, adult students, they are enjoying so much coming to Polish school. They are saying, some of them are saying that that Saturday when they go to Polish school, it's their like light of the whole week. And some of them were telling me that before, when they were little, their parents were speaking Polish, but they were speaking just among themselves. They didn't know kids to know what they're talking about. I quite don't understand that. But now they can do it for enjoyment. There are no tests, no grades. They just love it. And for the children, we have classes from kindergarten to eighth grade, and our students take a written exam in Polish language, and they get 3 credits for that. And not only that, just being together with other Polish kids, being together and celebrate the holidays. Like right now, we are preparing our traditional Jasełka Christmas play, and there is many people involved with that, and I am hoping that we will continue that. Next year, we will celebrate 70th anniversary of existing Polish school. So that tells you how important it is for people and for community, and I hope it's gonna stay that way.
Now, Michael, you have many of your children involved with this program, and they love it. What is your perspective on this?
Yes, I have 7 children. The oldest is 12, the youngest is 1.5, and the oldest 6 go to the Polish school. The youngest one's just a little too little yet. But they all very much enjoy it. We have a wonderful partnership with St. Stan's and a beautiful building. It used to be a Catholic high school, so there's a full gym, large hallways, many classrooms. My boys enjoy going there, and they want to get there early every week to play soccer in the gym. And then the girls want to stay afterwards to run around with their friends. They learn culture and language. And I think to sound off one thing Mira said, she had said at the beginning of her her statements that it was to the Polish veterans in the 50s, it was important for both, they saw it as both important for Poland and America, which I think is a really important thing to point out, that, you know, America is a melting pot of different cultures, and we're stronger when we make our cultures and keep to our roots. I'm not Polish, I'm Italian. My wife is Polish. But the community has been so welcoming, and it's been such a lovely institution. I'm glad to be there. The kids really enjoy it, and I think it really does perform a service, especially in Western New York, to keep that connection to the cultural heritage for Polonia, because there are so many people of Polish descent in this area.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit more, Amira, about your not-for-profit work, and if somebody would like to make a donation to the Polish Saturday School, where should the checks be sent?
Yes. The check can go to Polish Saturday School of Buffalo, or the full name is Monsignor Peter Adamski Polish Saturday School. And we are 501c3 organization, so we can give the receipts, and whoever would like to help us, of course, can take it off their taxes. And we are very fortunate because we have many donors, and I would like to thank all of them. There are some who are a really big one, who help us a lot, but also those who help a little. We appreciate every help, and we treasure all our sponsors. And we have sponsors not only who send us money, but also there are a couple sponsors that help us with the products, like Pats Express, Bacik. We have West Hair. We have many, and our students from the past also helping. So we really appreciate any kind of help.
And for any interest in donating to the Polish school or obtaining more information, the easiest way would be to contact polishschoolbuffalo@gmail.com.
Very good. It's really a tremendous treasure for our Polish young people to learn their Polish language, their heritage, their culture. So we encourage all of our listeners, if you're listening in Buffalo or Toronto or Washington, D.C., send a check. It's tax deductible for a wonderful cause. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk at the Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We're always eager to hear from you and share your comments with the community. A little bit more information about our guests. Prior to private practice, Michael Samasi served as the director for the Student Legal Aid Office at the University at Buffalo and in-house counsel for Synergy Consulting Services. Having previously moved towards a career in academia while under graduate fellowships at UB and having degrees past law and sociology, he has taught social theory and legal writing at both UB and Buffalo State University, published theses and articles, and continues to employ law students as interns, clerks through his law office. A little bit more information about Mira Schrammel. Shortly after arriving in Buffalo, Mira found her way to the Polish Saturday School. It helped her with finding ways to live in a new place while still maintaining her Polish pride and traditions. After 26 years, she is the principal of the Polish Saturday School, moving up from original position of secretary. Since the Schrammels came to Buffalo, the Polish Saturday School has seen three generations through their halls. Mira's daughters both graduated from the school, and now her granddaughter, Isabella, is a student. So it's a wonderful program. Michael, did you want to talk about some of your not-for-profit activities in the community? You had a beautiful program with the Council General of Poland at the Suzuki location in North Tonawanda. Let's learn a little bit about your not-for-profit activities.
So to start with that, Brian, with the, I called it Chopin's Graffito. It was a celebration of music and culture and art. And it really did turn out to be a beautiful evening. The Chopin Singing Society has a very large Graffito of Chopin that they had stored at Villa Maria College. Villa Maria needed to move that piece. They could no longer be the conservator for it. And I was able to connect the Chopin Singing Society with Suzuki Strings in Buffalo, which is actually in North Tonawanda, which is a large private music school, a premier one in Western New York. And they have an absolutely beautiful turn of the last century E.B. Green building, Art Deco, very well appointed. And Mary Kay Neal, the founder and longtime director there, agreed to be the conservator of the piece in her large community hall. That's about 10 feet by 5 feet. It's quite large and weighs over a ton. So it was quite a feat to get it there. It looks very nice in that hall. It makes sense. It's a pianist, a famous pianist in a music school. There's quite a bit of traffic, so people will see it. People will appreciate it, as most of them are musicians themselves. So we were able to move it there, and then we had a very nice program between Chopin Singing Society and Suzuki and the Polish Saturday School, where the groups brought, the Polish school brought our children's choir, Suzuki brought a quartet and several pianists, and the Chopin Singing Society had just under 40 of their singers for chorals. We were also had the privilege of having the new Consul General for the nation of Poland seated in New York come to our event for his first trip to Buffalo, and he was able to present an award, a medal from the President of Poland, to a long-standing, well-respected member of the local Polish community, Professor Emeritus Jan Humicki. It was a cross of freedom and solidarity for Jan having been imprisoned by the communist government of Poland for intellectual activities prior to the collapse of that regime. So it mixed art and culture and history, and we had over 230 people and a lovely reception that followed. And we had many wonderful sponsors for that as well, including West Hur and Lipsitz Green. So Buffalo is a wonderful community, and our groups support one another, and we're very happy for that. as far as my activities, a lot of it focuses around the Polish Saturday School and the other organizations that help us, and then we help them. I work with Suzuki Strings, as five of my children are playing there currently, between cellos and violins and pianos. I also work with the BPO, the Volunteer Lawyers Project, on which I sit as a board member, and various other local nonprofits in law, art, music. All of these endeavors are important to keep a strong community. And I think Buffalo is privileged in that we have so many institutions that you can't find the match for unless you go to a much larger city. So Buffalo has a lot of wonderful organizations and institutions for its size. And I hope it continues that way. And we need people to keep being charitable and keep wanting to get involved. And I hope everybody does. And if anybody's heard any organization they want to talk about more today, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help.
Very good. Well, Mira Schrammel and Michael Samasi are great community leaders. They're always there for a fine, needy cause. A little plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal newspapers have been writing about Polish American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Michael Sheehan and Steve Cotton with the Challenger Learning Center in Lockport, New York, and Gravenhurst, Ontario, songwriter and musician Clinsvin Gilbert on the Rusk Report. So stay tuned. We'll have many exciting programs. Mira, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with the Polish American Festival in Cheektowaga. I know you were there and you were working hard. I believe you had a booth there. Let's talk about your involvement with the Polish Festival.
Yes, my involvement started with you, Brian, when we were doing Pulaski Parade, and then right after there was a Cheektowaga Festival in Cheektowaga Town Park. So I would not miss that when there was opportunity to be there in Cheektowaga. And Polish school, it's always active, always tries to be visible in the community. And also we get some financial support from that too. At this year and last year, we had a booth, and we were showing everyone our books, learning books that we use at Polish Saturday School. And also, we were selling traditional Polish pączki. And that was a very, very good idea, because first year we sold 600 pączki, and last year we sold 800 pączki.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. And they we had some donation from a store in Canada, Polonia store in Canada, in Niagara Falls. They help us with that too. And it's what was very, very nice, and it's getting good feeling that all organization that were taking part of that festival, they were working together. There was very friendly atmosphere. The members of other organization were coming to us, to our stand, asking if we need anything, if we are okay. So I am really, really happy about the way how other organizations work together, like Polish Arts Club, Polish American Congress. There is many of them, and that festival, I am hoping next year will be even better and bigger, and we will have more attractions. And I encourage everyone to check the calendar when the festival will be. And please come, see. You will have a lot of fun, a lot of music. And not only music, not only polka music, there is also more contemporary Polish music. So you can learn that, because Buffalo is known from polka. But Polish people know other kind of music too. So that will be interested to see, to check.
I'd like to salute Mira Schrammel. For many, many years, she chaired the Pulaski Day Parade, which brought in people such as Secretary of State of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, actress Loretta Swit, and Rita Cosby, who's the number one hostess for the WABC program with John Katsimatidis. So she's done a lot. And Michael Samasi had a beautiful program with the Consul General at the Suzuki building in Tonawanda. It was well attended, a big crowd, and to have the Consul General of Poland there was a great honor. Let's talk, Mike, a little bit more about your community activities with VLP and the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
So with the Volunteer Lawyers Project, which is a nonprofit arm of the Bar Association that provides legal services to the socioeconomically disadvantaged, I had actually begun my work with VLP the day after I was admitted to the bar. I walked into the VLP offices and said I could use something to do. They sent me to housing court, and it was the day after I was admitted. I was in front of a judge arguing evictions. And I had done hundreds of hours of pro bono service through the VLP over the last decade. And they've been so kind as to award me twice with both a housing court award and a solo practitioner of the year award. And since then, I've been placed on their corporate board as well. They're a wonderful organization, and they do a lot for the community. And I'm happy to associate with them. Gretchen Gonzalez is their president now, and we've been working on many things over the last years. And I sponsor their nonprofit events as well. They have their annual bash coming up, where they raise quite a bit of money for nonprofit legal services. And with the Buffalo Philharmonic, it's interesting. Buffalo has, as I said, so many wonderful organizations, but is still relatively a small community. And the way I've been connected to the BPO was through my daughter swimming with the town of Tonawanda Aquets. They're one of the parents is on the development team there, and one of the lawyers I work with, his wife is the development director there. So, and through various other organizations, we've become connected. And right now, I'm in the process of sponsoring a concert for the BPO coming up in the spring. And when I spoke to the BPO, I said, I'm very happy to sponsor something. But when we do this, I'd like to see how many of the other nonprofits we can link in to give different audiences for both groups. And I'm very hopeful. I've already spoken to Chopin and Mira about the Saturday School, that when we choose which concert's available, the BPO is going to provide a community spotlight prior to the concert where the children's school, I'm sorry, where the Saturday School Children's Choir and Chopin can sing prior to the concert at Kleinhans in the Mary Seton Hall.
Wonderful.
And then we'll have cocktails there and then the concert afterwards, and they normally provide discounted rates or sometimes free tickets for the performers. So that would be wonderful for the children and, like I said, hopefully provide maybe a different audience for both groups. Mutually support the culturals and nonprofits in our community.
Again, if you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk at the Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, and we'd like to hear from you. A little bit more information about our guest, Mira Schrammel, chaired the Pulaski Day Parade for many years, since 2001. Unfortunately, that parade does not exist anymore, but when Mira ran it, it was a big event, drawing tens of thousands of people to come to Cheektowaga, New York. She's a longtime member of the Polish American Congress, and she has diligently worked in other ways to ensure Polish heritage in Buffalo stays strong. And a little bit more information about Michael Samasi. He and his wife, Elizabeth, have seven children. He sits as a longtime school board member at St. Benedict's School and actively supports his children's musical education through Buffalo Suzuki Strings, where he hosted a big event with Polish community leaders with the Council General of Poland just recently. Mira, again, let's give an address where people can send donations if they're listening in Cheektowaga or Montreal or New York. Where can they send checks?
Any checks for the Polish Saturday School can be sent to the Polish Saturday School, care of the Somosy Law Office at 66 Park Circle, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Very good. Now, Mira, as I mentioned, for 20 years you were chairwoman of the General Pulaski Day Parade with governors and ambassadors, and even Vice President Rockefeller was in the parade. Let's talk about your favorite experiences running that parade for so many years with 100 units and tens of thousands of parade watchers there.
There is many wonderful memories. I remember sending the letters to the people, to organization, then calling them if they didn't answer. But I knew pretty much every leader of the groups that they were marching in a parade. So when there was a time when we line up, I was walking to all of those groups, and I knew the people we were talking. So it was very nice atmosphere. And I tell you, my children were involved also with that. The whole family was helping me put the envelopes, letters for organization. And even my granddaughter, since she was 4 years old, she remembers that. And I tell you, the first year that we didn't have parade in Cheektowaga, my younger daughter said that the summer is not full. Somehow, she missed that parade. She said she missed that excitement about getting it ready. And I missed, Brian, I have to tell you this, I missed every time when we had meeting before parade, and you were asking me how many units we have, and I will tell you, and you will tell me back, Mira, try 400. Try from 400.
And you did.
And the 100 was the number that we always tried. And like I said, it was very nice. It was like holiday because it was summer. It was always warm, although almost every year after 3 o'clock parade, there was raining for a little bit, but during the parade. And I met so many people. And that's where our relationship with Polish consulate also grow. And we have all the time the people from consulate coming to Buffalo.
I'm sorry, we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We encourage all of our listeners to give and give generously for the Polish Saturday School. Our guests have been attorney Michael Charles Somosy and Mira Schrammel, principal of the Polish Saturday School. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production, for the past 15 years, and we wish all a very happy week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.